Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning. Great.
Good deal. First day of summer.
It is the first day of summer. You can tell this week the heat came out.
It came out, yeah. So here we are, longest day of the year.
Longest day of the year. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you can tell. The heat finally made it, and everybody's out and about doing stuff. You can tell it's summer, so it just... vacations and everything going on right
now.
Yeah,
so absolutely.
I'm seeing it.
We have going on here.
Yeah. Well, speaking of summer, Summer Celebration announced their full schedule. So that is out. And I've got a copy at the Chamber, or you can just go to their Facebook page. But, I mean, they literally have stuff sun up to sundown. So the 5K, they have a car show. They have the kiddie car show. That's always a fun one. Water slides, cornhole. They have bands, food, vendors. And then, of course, the largest fireworks in SEK. So, great day. But, yes, if you go out to their Facebook page or stop by the Chamber, we can get you a copy, the full schedule of everything, so you can plan out your day and be all ready for that. So, Summer Celebration, just a couple, well,
it's about 3 weeks. Here before we know it.
I know. Yep. It's going quick. June's just about over, it seems. So, Coffeyville Coffee Company has partnered with Stevens Vending so they can bring coffee to all kinds of customers now. So I love that. I continue to watch this little tiny business just grow and grow and grow the last few years. And I just can't wait to see how they continue to get the name Coffeyville out to everybody. So the 2023 Hottest in the Ville voting is going on now with the Coffeyville Journal. So you have until the 26th, so the end of this week, to vote. So get your votes in on that, and then they'll announce the winners here in the next couple weeks. Okay, here's some good news. I don't know if you've heard this yet, but the Coffeyville Walmart is going to be offering home delivery.
Okay, okay. So, we've seen it advertised and everything.
Yeah.
So community near you now means the full thing.
Now it's going to be in Coffeyville. I'm supposed to, in the next week, have a full-fledged details of everything. So hopefully next week I'll give you more details from the manager. And the good news is, if you are a Walmart Plus member, that's one of their clubs, then you get delivery for free. Otherwise, there's a fee for the delivery.
Sure.
I don't know how far out, though. I'm waiting to find out, like, okay, where is that border
uh-huh.
when you deliver? But funny story, though. I did talk to one of the managers about in some other markets, bigger cities, they're testing something out where not only do they deliver, but they have this camera on them, and you have an app on your ringer or whatever on your door. When they walk up, you don't have to be home. The little app lets you in by showing, you know, I'm here and I have this special code thing. I don't know what it is, but anyway, they come in your house and they put your groceries away. Isn't that insane?
It's pretty wild.
I'm like, wow, there's no way. I don't want somebody in my house.
Yeah, no, not for me, but hey, I know some people, they say, yeah, sign me up.
Like, yeah, come on in, yep. Put it away. I mean, making it easy for you. So anyway, I don't think that'll come here, but we are getting home delivery and more details to come. So I know you guys probably have done some stories on this, but, you know, down in Tulsa, of course, they had the electrical issues and everything with the storms, and it affected the pumps. I was just at CVR yesterday, and they were telling us how people have been asking, have you been sending fuel their way? And they have. So shout out to CVR for trying to help out our neighbors down south. So they're trying to get as much gas as they can. I think that it was hyped up a little bit, maybe, but hopefully they'll be back to
normal. Well, and of course, you think about, too, you know, people still relying on generators and all that sort of thing to provide some electricity.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We still have lots of power outages down there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know we continue to kind of check how many outages there are. And I think just a last check looks like still 101,000 are out in the PSO area that they serve.
I did not realize it's a lot. It's still that
they're
many.
Hoping to have it all fixed by Saturday. That's
by
still,
Saturday.
I mean, we started out the week, I think, 166,000. They just chip away at that every day.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Oh, my gosh.
You've seen, you know, the fairground parking lot and mm-hmm. everything. I mean, it's at night, it's completely like, it'll be full of trucks that they're working, I think, 24 hours. But
yes.
I mean, it'll be full of those trucks. It's just wild.
And whenever something like that happens, too, I mean, they literally come from all over. We were in Florida, was it last year, I think, when they had their big thing. And yes, I mean, probably for 2 hours straight, all we saw was trucks coming into Florida. And so, yeah, I love it that when something like that happens, everybody comes
out. I was even watching the news this morning of the lining up at the brush dump, you know, because they have opened that up.
Oh.
And they have cars, as far as the eye can see, just loaded with tree limbs. You know, people's pickups, trailers,
wow,
just because there's so many tree limbs down and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's wild.
Oh, that is wild. Well, our thoughts are out for everybody down south, and hopefully, yes, everything gets back to normal here soon. So, we have several job openings posted recently on our online job board. I know we just the other day featured Emerald Transformer, which is a company that's just out at the industrial park, but pretty good pay. I didn't realize until they sent me the job posting. So, check it out. Check out the job board about all the jobs coming. And I know pretty soon I'll have details on the job fair for the soybean plant up in Cherryville, the Bartlett soybean plant. So they're going to have a massive hiring and job fair. So more details coming on that pretty soon. But if your company has a job opening, send it to me. Let me know. That's the one thing that everybody's looking for somebody. But I'd love to promote and get the word out for people. So, okay, a few events coming up. It's slowing down a little bit. We have some big events, but, you know, summertime, it does slow down a little bit because everybody's out traveling and enjoying the lakes. And June 27th is Mad Science of Kansas City coming to the library. Also, if you go out to their Facebook page or their website, they have a full calendar of events all summer long. So that's awesome. June 30th is the one-day fair and rodeo sale. So go to fairandrodeo.com and, again, man, you can't beat $30 to go to all those events. So I would definitely encourage you on that one day to get your tickets. That 30th is also the ribbon cutting and the grand opening for Sherwin-Williams Park. I'm so excited about that. It's amazing. And if you haven't been out there yet, go check it out this weekend. Get the kiddos. Go in the morning before it gets warm. But yeah, it's so neat out there.
Yeah,
so,
you can go peek at the progress, and it's going to be super cool to have that all opened up.
It's going to be great. July 5th is our next business over breakfast, so we'd love to have everybody out. And also, I wanted to remind everybody that same day, the first Wednesday of every month, Congressman LeTourneur's office comes to Coffeyville. He's here, a representative, or him, is here at 9:30 at City Hall. And so if you have questions on Veterans Affairs, Social Security, IRS, just to name a few things, stop in, and they're always wanting to know what's on the minds of our community. So every first Wednesday of the month, Congressman LeTourneur. Couple just quick save the dates for down the road, so we'll go into more detail later, but the Brew Fest one-day sale is going to be July 14th, so that's another one-day sale that you want to get best pricing on tickets. And then the Holy Name Gala is back. I think last year they weren't able to have it, so they brought it back. It's a big event in town, and that'll be September 30th, so... finally, I kind of want to just throw this out there to everybody, but if you have a question about something that's going on in the community, or you're curious about something or want to know more, whatever, just message me at the chamber, or they can message you, James, let the radio know, and then I will give an update next week. So anytime you have a question on something, I'm always like, let me do some research and do some checking on it, and I can announce it. And that way we keep everybody up to date on what they want to know. So I like try to guess what everybody wants to know about, but I'm sure there's other things I'm missing. So,
well, it's just a good reminder. Yeah, if you're having an event, just you can drop by a flyer to you guys, of course, us too. And, you know, we will do whatever we think we can to get the word out.
That's right. All right. Well, that was all I had to say. Stop by the chamber, get your icy. It's now that it's summertime, we've got it running every day now.
What flavors we got?
Right now, just Cherry and Coke. We're having a hard time getting supplies from the icy company. Unless you order in bulk, which we can't order boxes and boxes of it, then they limit us on the flavors. So
okay, gotcha.
Right now they're low on everything, but we're hoping to have another one this summer, like something fun and like peachy maybe, or water. I don't know, just something fun.
Yeah.
Summer.
Oh, that is great. Well, it's a super unique thing. I mean, I don't know how many Chamber of Commerce period have an icy machine.
Exactly.
I think it's pretty limited. So
yeah.
You got the market quartering on that.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we'll see everybody next week, I guess.
Okay. That sounds good, Candy. It's always great to have you here.
Yeah.
And glad you had a good birthday celebration.
I did. Big 5-0. Right. So.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. All righty. Well, hey, coming up, we do have lots more on the way. And another look at Open Line continues here on KGGF.